extreme weather around Bing and flights. And the Bermuda Triangle is no exception. It's home to some of the most fearsome weather on the face of the planet. Could such extremes of weather account for many of the disappearances in the Bermuda Triangle? Our first and most obvious candidate is the hurricane. These monstrous swirling masses of rain and cloud create the largest storms on Earth. Hundreds of miles across, with winds of up to 200 miles an hour. A disaster for any craft in their path. Powerful storms on land account for many hurricane-related deaths. Their power can surprise even experienced hurricane hunters, like storm photographer Jim Eds, who has felt the full force of a hurricane in the Bermuda Triangle.
I was filming the downstairs of a house that had been gutted out by the waves, and I moved to across the street, and as I was going there, a wave came and clipped me from behind.
Eds almost lost his life as the force of the impact snatched him away. He was dragged 300 feet in the jaws of the storm wave before he finally managed to escape. The awesome power of storms, such as August 1992's Hurricane Andrew, can trump even the best weather experts, such as Jim Lachine, with heartbreaking results.
I was at the Hurricane Center working, looking at the satellite pictures, putting out the hurricane local statements. My wife, who had lived in the house for 20 years, along with my two daughters, actually talked to me on the phone and said, "Jim, is this going to miss us? We think the wind is not very strong here right now." And I said, "No, I'm sorry, honey. This is it."
When Hurricane Andrew reached the edge of the Bermuda Triangle, its full fury hit their home in Dade County.
I hadn't heard anything for several hours of what was happening. Turned the corner around the block where my house was, and my house really wasn't anymore.